Is that Mimi Tokam? Whoever is the journalist, are you Tokam? And you didn't tell us before you put it there. And you said, I'm not Tokam, you put my name there. Praise the Lord. Okay, if you were criticizing me, that would have been better. Because one other magazine said, false church exposed. That's the heading of that magazine. And what is that false church? It's Pastor Moses. It's preaching eternal security. That once saved, forever you are saved. It's false. That's a false church. It's a satanic church exposed. That's how you call it. Now, if you are criticizing me, that's different. But if you are saying what I said, then say exactly what I say, please. Now the Bible says, upon this rock, the rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is, upon this rock, we build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail. That Jesus, if I give my life to Christ, if I remember who he is, very soon, Satan is coming after that revelation you have received. Persecution shall arise for the Lord's sake. As soon as you give your life to Christ, the evidence that it is a genuine salvation you have received, trouble will begin in your life. If you don't know that, that is the Bible. If you give your life to Christ and you enter Salem, if you give your life to Christ, you want to do spiritual birth, there will be no trouble that will follow you. Ashes on you and oil, and then you leave and you say, now I am confirmed Christian. You will never have problem. In fact, Satan will join you to celebrate. But if you receive the genuine word of God, you receive genuine experience with God, it changes your nature, changes your thinking. Immediately. Trouble starts. It is that word the enemy is after. He knows if he allows you to hold that word, he is in trouble. He is in trouble. If I can take that word away from him, away, he wants you to denounce Christ. He wants you to change your confession. He wants you to go back to where you are coming from. While you are not a Christian, you are receiving gifts up and down. Now you are a Christian. Help me where you go. Brother, help me with school fees. He said, which can't pass me this? Which can't tell me this? Now you ring. Now this. Which man go? Come on. Go to that church. Let them take care of you. It happens to young women here. Your marriage is sweet until the day you give your life to Christ. Then trouble is that. And then, because you are not related, you have no roots. The root of a Christian is revelation of the word. That is what the root is. That's what the root is. Because what keeps the old cow is the word. Hallelujah. When you want to go this way, the word will quicken you to come back. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your uncle is the word. Now who read on? Which verse am I? Verse 13. And these are they which are seen and learn tongues, such as hear the word, see the tongues, and the chaos of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So I said, There are two ways the devil uses. First and foremost, what he will use is persecution. He needs how to hit at every one of us. Then, but remember, he's not just interested in our suffering. He's not interested in our crying out of frustration. He is not going to give up because his target is to make you drop the world. The devil will leave you if the devil will stop going to church. The devil will leave you if the devil will throw your Bible aside. The devil will leave you if the devil will go back to where you were before you came to church. Now that's one group. Then the other one is the chaos of this world. And people don't know that you think it's a genuine pursuit of ambition. But it does in such a way that you will begin to open up some serious business doors for you. So much that you don't have time. You are so busy. Business left, business right, business east, business west. Everywhere. Brother, I'm going to say for church again. Hey, brother. Maybe I'm praying for you, pastor. Don't pray for me. The doors don't open. They don't open. Last week I was in India. Then I was in Japan. Pastor, in this Asia, church not there. Now just for the door room, I just sit down. And then from there I went to, since I come back, said, even my wife, they vex with me. I don't get time for them again. I get to meet, even this Sunday, I will stay for service only up to 12. Once it's 12, I have to take off and go. I just say, how can I come without coming to church now? Now make me come. I'm so busy, Pastor. Satan has petition, zipped in his pocket, and he's gone. Why? For the world. He wants to make sure he has one plan for the world. Not too many people have that relation. Not too many people have it. Can God bless you, brother, to keep you away from worshiping him? The devil uses to get at you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the second thing he uses. He uses distractions. Distractions, faithlessness, persecution, affliction, all of them to distract you. And he's doing it for the world's sake. When you have the world, what you have is a pearl of great price. Precious. Precious. The atomic bomb that the Christian has, the nuclear bomb that the Christian has, is the world. I don't know if the United States passed that revelation. So that you take the revelation of the Word of God seriously, seriously. Well, we are watching. Let us pray. Be rooted also in the Word of God. I am not downplaying prayer. I am not downplaying the manifestation of the Spirit in miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe it. But I'm saying, above all, is the Word. It's the Word. Satan can impersonate anything. He can't pull down a man that is grounded in the Word. A Christian that is grounded in the world, frustration can't come close to you. A Christian that is grounded in the world, impatience can't push you to do anything. Not anything that can use to distract you. Because there's an anchor. What shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? There's something every believer is guarding very closely. The salvation of your soul. And what God has given to guide us is his word. Is his word. We shall continue next Sunday. Hallelujah. Here number 306, God's attributes were manifested to his pride in this age. We have called the revelation the last prophet's message. For we are, and what we are asking for, we are asking for the rich in our lives. Can we stand up? and sing that hymn 306.
Thank you.